Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On August 14th, 2003, a major outage knocked out power across the eastern United States and parts of Canada. 50 million people were affected, including residents of New York, Cleveland, and Detroit, as well as Toronto and Ottawa, Canada.
It's strange that I've spent all my life working to get this high-profile position at this electrical plant, and now all I can do is play with this plastic bag. So amusing.
Jenkins, are you slacking off on your work?
No, yes.
Stop it. Now, take the rest of those burnt-out fuse boxes and put them in these plastic bags for disposal.
Don't dawdle. Plastic bags.
Whee!
Jenkins?
Yes?
We're about to test the power quality with the cyclic loop generator. What you need to do is pull all the plugs out, put them in the plastic bags, and place them in the centrifugal amp revolver.
Plastic bags.
All the power will go out. Get to work, Jenkins.
Get plastic bags out. Wee. Fun.
I'll just walk towards this wall. Hope I can see it when the Oof!
Plastic bags, where have you gone? No!
Yes, in fact, all the power did go out because he was dawdling and that thing that they said, which I don't remember, occurred. And we did all that just to demonstrate to you that plastic bags are not toys. Now, typically when one says that, of course, they refer to not letting small children put them over their heads and things like that, but apparently it applies to electrical workers as well. This goes for all of us here on This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. Good night.